You're listening to the O Those Toes podcast, the podcast that answers your questions, or sometimes questions your answers, on all things foot fetish. Hello again, listeners, subscribers, viewers, random people who stumbled on us, that woman on the bus who's listening to the other guy's headphones too loud. Sorry about that. With you as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am your co-host, Annie. Welcome to the O Those Toes podcast. Especially you, lady on the bus.
Well, wasn't it your own husband who said he was listening one day at work and dropped an earbud or something? Somebody I know had that story.
No. Well, that happened to me, actually. But also with him, he's... I want to say it was during one of our foot parties. It wasn't an actual episode that he was listening to, but it disconnected and like it started playing kind of loud and his boss was there and he like flipped it over real quick. It was like kind of panic mode. Yeah.
Mm.
So
change tab, but it doesn't kill the sound from the other one.
Yeah. That happens to me on Twitter a lot, actually.
Yes.
Like, I'll open up my Twitter and there's like this fucking big ass cock and some feet wrapped around it. I'm like, ah!
Or I'll be,
oh God.
I'll be scrolling through Instagram at work and not realizing because it's picture, 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 and then a reel and not realizing that my volume's on and like, where's this music coming from? At least it's music and not like slurping noises or moaning.
Be grateful it's music and not like.
Yeah, that's why banging. That's why I don't check Twitter that often at work. Speaking of social media, I did officially get on Reddit. Been enjoying that.
How do you like it so far?
I'm still not like great on navigating my way around it, so I don't know if I'm seeing everything. I'm just seeing kind of what's in the homepage feed. More right now, I'm just collecting people. Any other social media places where people say, oh, check out my such and such on Reddit, I'm like, okay. So I'm just collecting people on Reddit right now.
See, and I've been on Reddit for years, but I don't really do that. It's not somewhere where I go to check my feed. So mostly what I do is I go and I check out the rooms that I want to, like, you know, like there's a podcast exchange room that I really, really enjoy. And so usually I'm in there.
I think I joined that, but I definitely haven't explored it or wandered about. Yeah, at the moment, my Reddit kind of looks a lot like my Twitter.
Yeah.
I still don't know why there's some posts you can't upvote anymore. Like, the arrows are grayed out. They've had upvotes, but then it's like, is there a duration or people lock their posts after a while? Or
I want to say that sometimes people will remove their posts. And you can kind of still, you can still see them, but you just can't do anything with them. Like, you can't.
One of them is yours, so I don't even know.
I know. I'm not a pro. I've read it.
I'm not either, but
I do like it. I do like it.
It's another place where our fans can get in touch with me, maybe. And maybe I'll get into more of the, if it's a more chatty place than imagey place, I'm not using it right yet. And I think I'd like to.
It is definitely more chatty.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to unlocking that part of it. Right now, I'm not quite there yet.
So I really enjoy like the interaction with people without them telling me how much they want to fuck my feet.
Mm.
You know, like, and especially since I lost my main page on Instagram, my podcast page is kind of. Like, I'm starting to get those messages on my podcast page. It's getting really annoying, you know, with the like, show me your feet. Fuck, let me fuck your feet. Let me lick your feet. Let me kiss your feet. Let me, you know, let me fuck you, you know, whatever. So I don't get any of that on Reddit, even though I do have stuff that I post. I get to chat with people without being sexually harassed.
Well, that's new.
I mean, most of the time I welcome the quote-unquote sexual harassment, you know, like I like the attention, but I like Reddit because I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, so I get to chat.
Well, that's that. I have not put the Reddit, my Reddit page anywhere in our links yet. I will when I feel like I have a better handle on it. But for those of you listening right now, you can find me under the usual moniker of Top Toes and Hoes.
And then I do have the Oh Those Toes podcast Reddit page, which I'm horrible at keeping up with. But you know, there's some stuff on there, and I do post pictures, and all my social medias I post different things. So you know.
Oh, and I shoot, like a week ago, I put out on the Oh Those Toes FetLife page that we've been remiss on putting pictures of our guests. Which of our guests would you like to see next? And then didn't check to see if I had any comments on it. So, welcome to the Social Media Fail Podcast. Top Toes doesn't know what Reddit does. Annie doesn't update hers. Top doesn't update the FetLife. And yet we're always giving people links to these things like they can reach out to us that way.
Go follow our FetLife. And then we don't go for like 5 fucking months.
I answer all of our DMs. Eventually.
Yeah. I say, you know, the best way to get a hold of me right now is email and Twitter. So.
Yeah. Hey, if I got a Twitter DM, that would be a pretty new concept for me. So yeah, feel free to DM me on Twitter. DM me on Instagram, you're going to find me. Unless, of course, you don't follow me and your DM goes into that limbo. Then I might not see you for a couple days.
But speaking of DMs, I did use my stories finally on the podcast page to ask people what their worst foot experience was. And it was just kind of random. Like, I didn't even give it too much thought. I was just like, somebody, like, we were chatting and somebody told me a story. And I was like, I wonder how many people have this kind of shit in their lives. And we got a couple of really good responses. So we're going to read, I think, the best ones.
So this is, well, this is obviously your audience on the other, on the Any Podcast or Instagram. So assumably these are all from the perspective of foot fetishists.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I do
get any girl answers or pretty much all guy answers?
All men. All men. Yeah. I didn't. Well, I mean, I did get a couple of the women, but I didn't really want to put the women on because it was just sort of the normal complaints that we always have. And I just didn't feel like dealing with that. But I do have a following on a podcast page from other podcasters. So I wonder, like, if one of those podcasters saw it and was like, what? What do you mean bad foot experience? Like, I tripped and stubbed my toe kind of a thing?
So. Oh, speaking of, you know, our overlap and friends in the podcast community, one of our friends, big news this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Congratulations to our dear friend, Steph Sia. From the Stripped by Sia podcast, whom, by the way, I met on Reddit. So,
oh, there we go. Bring it all back around.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So, if you're new to the podcast or the same lady on the bus, we started by being invited on Sia's podcast and had a hell of a time. And brought her back on our podcast and had such a hell of a time. Hers became a 2-part episode. So, and one you should check out on YouTube because you've got Annie and Sia's feet for what, 2+ hours?
2 hours. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's like shoe changes and there's like bare feet. There's like, I don't know. Did I do nylons that day? I don't think I did. But, you know, you get to see Sia's. There was a lot of cameras going on. So you get to see, like, there's one with Sia's beautiful face in there. And then there's another camera on her beautiful toes. And it was just awesome. And then, of course, I mean, she's so entertaining. I mean, she has her own podcast. So she's a professional. And you guys really, if you haven't checked it out, you really should.
But we actually just managed to talk about her and not say what we're congratulating her on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to congratulate her on her YouTube channel, Sia Slurps is finally being monetized. So that's great news for her. Congratulations on that. And then, and I'll let you congratulate her on the other thing while I cough.
Well, I have to admit, I was the bad friend here in that you caught it first, but Sia got engaged recently, so we're congratulating her on that as well.
Hey, and I'm just super thrilled that she's engaged to a foot fetishist.
Yeah.
What? So, shout out to those guys. Congratulations. We're extremely happy for you. See, and then, you know, it is possible to relationship with because she wasn't a foot fetishist, right? She didn't start off that way, but she's definitely open minded, and they found each other. It's just a really good story, which you can get if you go and listen to those episodes, which I can't remember right now. Do you remember the
season
numbers?
2, episodes 30 and 31.
Okay, there we go.
I typed it recently when I completely ripped off your congratulations story and just moved that.
Hey,
I was having a lazy morning. I was having a lazy morning. You did the legwork. I just kind of reposted your congratulations.
I did that with the, I totally ripped all of your posts off with the how you listen.
Talking Instagram, now we have that great collaboration feature where you and I can both have content as long as one of us is willing to produce content.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I do like that, actually.
Hey, yeah, post to my page for me. That's awesome. The epitome of lazy. But you know what? We just discussed all of our social media. We have our irons in so many fires that any little shortcut, especially with you trying to do different content on each platform, sometimes any little shortcut helps on that Wednesday when you're buried in paperwork because you actually have a real job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we do. We've been so busy lately.
The holidays upon us. The next 2 weeks is definitely the fun part of the holidays. This is the every office or related office Christmas party. I think I've got like 7 in 2 weeks.
I do not have a single Christmas party to go to.
Well, then what are we going to talk about in the New Year's episode?
I don't know.
Got no disgusting Christmas party stories.
I have not been invited to a single one. And my office is so small. Our Christmas parties are just like sort of really mild, kind of boring dinners.
Mm.
Like nothing really happens. Like we just.
Oh, the one for my specific office. Yeah. No, nothing's going to happen there. But the, you know, the other, like, what would you call them? Like sort of client firm kind of places, you know, the people we do business with, those parties, that's where the action is.
You know what I miss? My all-time favorite office parties were when I managed the law firm. There was like fucking cocaine flowing freely.
You know what I was just going to say? From the time you've barely told the stories of those, I picture the Christmas party at Nakatomi Tower that is the backdrop for the movie Die Hard. And then you said the cocaine, yeah. And I'm thinking of the asshole with the beard. John McClane walks into the office, and he's, like, wiping coke off his nose.
Yeah, that's...
So, yeah, you apparently worked at Nakatomi Tower in the 90s.
I mean, I worked at a law firm in Beverly Hills. So, there was just free-flowing fucking everything, but they were all older, so it was all cocaine, you know what I mean? So none of the new drugs, is all fucking coke, which I don't really take part of. I never have, but you know, it was just really fun to see all these people in their suits on a regular basis and opposing counsel and all kinds of shit, and then they'd be all together getting drunk and high, you know, like it's just awesome, all kinds of shit happening in those mansions.
I think between now and Christmas, we have guests lined up, and then we're talking about returning to our Christmas stories episode for the actual Christmas episode. So if I have any great party experiences, they're going to have to wait till the New Year's episode.
Yeah.
I think the New Year's, it's actually just slightly pre-New Year's. So it'll be post-Christmas, but still in 2021.
Right.
And that's where hopefully I have a story or two to tell about at least one of the Christmas parties.
Yeah, it's going to be all you because, you know, I'm going to be like just, you know, at home just fucking watching it on TV. So
watch Die Hard and have flashbacks.
Maybe I could just fly to New York and be your date at one of these parties. You think that'd be all right?
Fine by me. And if anybody really wants to hear this, they can help any with airfare.
Yeah, you really can. Well, you know what? I need airfare, and then I need personal time. Like, I need the fucking vacation time.
Oh,
I'm all out. So really, when I go on a trip, it's not just the expense of the trip, but I'm also missing a bunch of fucking work. So
okay, so this is what we call in the industry a reimbursement opportunity,
right?
For both airfare and lost time. So you got somebody can reimburse any for airfare from Texas to New York plus a week's salary.
I've never done the adopt a bill thing. I really should. Actually,
you ever had anyone reimburse you for or prepay for a petty?
Well, yes, I do.
So it's that, but totally next level.
Yeah, I do have a little foot bitch. I have two actually. One, he's kind of in trouble because, he's actually from New York, but he's kind of in trouble. He's kind of on my shit list because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So I've been avoiding him. The other is actually an old one coming back, and so really crazy shit is in the works right now. So a trip to New York is definitely not. It's definitely coming up. Let's just say that. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
So, yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
Well.
No office parties on my end, but I look forward to hearing yours.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint. Who the heck knows?
So why don't we take a quick break, and then we come back. We can talk more about other people's foot stories. The ones that I asked what their bad or negative experiences with feet were. Because, you know, we never talk about that. We always talk about the great shit, right?
Well, we want people in this world to know what a great thing having a foot fetish is, can be, and to embrace it. But just like anything else, sometimes there's horror stories.
But you know what, too? There are people that I think might listen because they're trying to... like I've got a couple of people that have told me they're going to make their girlfriends listen to our podcast so that they can be better, you know.
Don't make anyone do anything, but you know, with consent, always with consent.
Oh, you know what I mean? Okay, so I don't mean like force. I mean like.
I'm picturing a Clockwork Orange like in the room with the headphones and the eyelids jacked open and being forced to watch our podcast. Don't do that.
We all make compromises to make our partners happy. True or not?
True, yeah. Very true.
Okay, so if a guy has introduced their girl to this foot fetish and she's trying to... You know how Charlie was talking about last episode, right? Like the girl was like, hey, I did some research and right. I think this is what we can do, you know, to incorporate this into our sex life.
And so, I'd like to say, as research goes, a few key episodes of our podcast is probably better than watching a few hours of Pornhub. We're probably giving you better information.
Absolutely. Because it's all, you know, it's real and it's educational and it's not just, you know.
And because it's real, there's some downsides, and after this break, we'll hear some.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And now, from Oh Those Toes, the people who brought you the Foot Fetish Network news, it's Foot Fetish Horror Stories.
I was supposed to, like, so I was supposed to, like, make that, like, dun, dun, dun.
That would have been good, but we don't have time for Reddit, so let's keep going. Oh.
Also, I was laughing because I sniffled.
And I made a Coke joke. All right.
Speaking of Coke, are you ready? I couldn't stop laughing.
All right.
Oh, God.
Try it again. Foot fetish horror stories.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait, that is not the horror story sound. What's the actual horror story sound?
I don't know.
Ah, who the fuck cares? All right, so.
Why does this one begin with can't find this user? Wow. Horror story so bad the person's Instagram page disappeared.
No, I think that was actually like they had sent somebody to block or yeah. I sent somebody to block or something. Anyway, I got a response that he claims was a horror story or his worst foot fetish related experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's not such a bad experience. I feel like it was almost like a humble brag.
Which one are we talking about?
I'm going to read it. So, he says, I had a session with a foot model.
Oh my God. Stop. Because I'm scrolling through the ones we have. And as you started to say that, that's the one I landed on. I'm like, I think it's going to be this one.
Because we're in sync, okay?
Because we are in sync.
Yesterday, not so much. Today, yes. Yes. All right. I had a session with a foot model when I was 16. I told her I was 19. back then, I stole money from my dad and went to her apartment. We had a long session. As I remember, even when the time had finished, she was still going. We had a lot of fun. The months have passed and school started, only to find out that she's my English teacher.
Okay, so.
So she's even going to be a fucking horrible ass English teacher because she didn't teach him punctuation.
Yeah. Okay. She is a really bad English teacher. He's got some typos, some spelling issues, and no punctuation whatsoever. Also, we're terribly sorry to this. Now, we have nothing against English teachers also doing sex work on the side. Right on. We're totally apologetic all these years later to the multiple felony guys, you know, claiming to be underage and stealing money to session with her. Yeah. Gotta wonder if she's a high school English teacher, if she wouldn't be able to recognize a 16-year-old boy, though. So there's issues on both sides of this one, in my mind.
So he says, it was my last year in school. When we saw each other, she kept staring at me, and I acted like I didn't know her. Then she started to act the same and ignore it. To be honest, I felt cool about it. Knowing I had sex and foot jobs from my teacher. And my response was, no way this fucking happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of problems with this story as I see it. Even if she is not his high school English teacher, the year she's giving him foot jobs and having sex with him for money that he stole from dad. One, she is a high school English teacher. She should be able to recognize a 16-year-old boy. Two, she is a high school English teacher in the school he goes to. She's probably seen this dude in the hall.
So You know what, though? I do, like, I had a nephew that came to visit a couple of years ago, and he was supposed to be 16, but I swear he looked older than my husband.
Okay, so
we'll... I mean, we went places, and he didn't even get carded. Like, he just had a full-on beard.
I was going to say, so the caller here is the 16-year-old with the full beard. Voice changed early. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, yeah, and welcome to Freshman English. But I'm still having trouble with the fact that an English teacher in his school didn't recognize him from the hall. I don't know.
I mean, it's hundreds of students.
Yeah, it depends on how big.
Let's give my the school, benefit of the doubt. Let's
my school assume... was smaller. I think, you know, I think any of the teachers would have known one of their students for sure.
No, mine was like, you know, 800, 1,000.
Yeah, okay.
Kids, so...
so yeah,
I mean, you could go to school for 4 years with a, with like a, never cross paths with a person, you know. So
then he says she's staring at him for a while, and he's pretending he doesn't know her. Which, you know, now he knows so, she's Mrs. English teacher. But then she started to act the same and ignore it. Well, of course, because now, unfortunately, as she's staring at you in homeroom, she's realizing that I know what felony I committed last summer,
right? Yeah. But okay, let's assume that all of this is real, because I mean, shit happens, right? I guess it could, but how's that the worst experience?
No, it's not. This guy just totally answered your question so he could tell this story. this story that it sounds like right is ran out of the Charlie playbook. Didn't Charlie have like a high school teacher story for us last week?
Yeah, it was a teacher story. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. What the fuck's going on with these teachers nowadays?
I don't know. I went to the wrong school system. Then again, I can't think of a teacher from my high school days that I would have liked to get a foot job from. So.
I think of all the teachers that I had, my science teacher was pretty, I swear that woman was a fucking freak, because she dressed very professional, to school, was very professional, but she drove like the fucking sexiest car, and you could sometimes see that her entire body was tattooed underneath her white shirt. Like she wore an undershirt and then her white blouse, you know, and then she had like three-piece suits and all of that, but there's just certain things like that would peek out, like the tattoos for one, the piercings.
Oh, nice.
Like underneath the clothes, like you can kind of see through, you know. And then occasionally she wore fishnets like underneath her pants, you know, and she wore really high heels. I just know, like, she was total dommy, the total dom vibes, but she was always appropriate. Like, not once was she inappropriate with any of the kids at school. So I mean, I guess it could, I don't know, worst story for me does not include you getting a foot job from your hot teacher. Like, that's not
right. So I have a question about worst story number. Well, that didn't necessarily come out in the same order, but the guy who says, quote, but keep this between me and you, ...
I do have their permissions. I only sent you the ones that gave me their permission to discuss it.
So
on the
somewhere off the page is when you said, no, I'm gonna tell people, but I'm just not gonna give your name.
Yes.
So yes. This viewer, listener's worst experience was that they've never had a foot experience, and that's shameless. But keep this between me, you, and thousands of listeners. He used to look at his babysitter's feet when he was around 7-8 years old and get hard. You said that's very common.
Well, did I?
How
did
common
I...
is it for 7-8 year olds to get hard?
Well, I was gonna say, I think I missed the age there. I think I didn't quite get the age there.
I don't know. I think 7-8 for, you know, that level of ridiculous puberty where like a stiff breeze gets you hard, possibly.
No, like 8 years old you can get hard, but not I don't think it's exactly sexual at that time. You know, like, I mean, I've raised two boys, And sometimes when I'm changing their, when I was changing diapers,
oh yeah,
penis would get hard. It's not sexual. It's just, it's being stimulated. It's a physiological response. Like, it just happens. So,
but we've had many guests and myself who've relayed foot fetish experiences before we could really define a fetish, before we're defining even puberty, where we had a fascination and interest. I'll give him, and maybe he's conflating different times in his life. You know,
yeah,
boy is interested in staring at his babysitter's feet.
That's pretty common though.
Very,
like, and the babysitter. Yeah,
you did say that. I think all my female babysitters were related to me, so I'm not gonna, I don't have a weigh in on that.
I did have a babysitter for my, like 11, I think when my son was like 11, and she was like 16 or 17 and super cute. And she had the fucking biggest double D's ever. And because I was concerned that that was a distraction, like, for him. So yeah, I can, I will never ask him, but I'm pretty sure he was like just ogling her the whole entire time. And if he's the foot guy, I'm sure he would have been ogling her feet, you know. But so I have a sort of a personal story to tell about the worst foot experience. So for me personally, I don't really have any. Like, the worst for me is me trying to in a very sexy manner raise my leg up to my husband's face and then kind of slipping and kicking him instead.
Nice.
That's about as far as it goes for me. But I asked him earlier today, I was like, hey, like, do you have, like, what's your first, like, your worst foot story? Like, do you have any bad experiences, you know, as a foot fetishist? And he, you know, and at this point in our marriage, we don't really have too many stories that we don't know about each other. And I actually didn't, so I was pleasantly surprised. But he said that he was dating, that he chased a girl for a really long time, like try to get in her pants for however long, whatever a long time is at that age. And finally, you know, he got to date her and they were having sex and they were missionary position. And of course, you know, him loving feet, he pulled her feet up to his face and was unpleasantly surprised by all of the fucking rough, callous, unkempt feet. And he said it was such turn off that he dumped her.
All right, shallow Hal.
I'm sure not right in the middle of it, but but yeah. But you know, I told you the husband is a picky bitch. And he said before that he's dumped people because they had ugly feet. I confirmed with him. I was like, so she didn't have cute feet? Like, you didn't see her feet before you had sex, you know? And he said that she did have cute feet. It's just that the bottoms, the soles were so rough and so, like, callous that it was just really unattractive. So, yeah. So that was his, that's his worst foot experience. Do you have any that you,
you know,
want to share?
I don't really have any bad experiences. I can't say I've ever, like, started to get involved with somebody with their feet and, like, discover they were not good, or can't say I've ever had, like, oh my God, I was not expecting this stench kind of thing. I think the worst I've had was the story we've told on the air where, it, you know, the only thing that was bad about it was, like, the next morning, the next 2 days, I really couldn't eat anything spicy because the entire inside of my mouth was cut the fuck up. But that's sort of a... That's both an unpleasant after experience and a total badge of honor.
Right, I was gonna say, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like a reminder of how sexy it was the night before. That's not entirely bad.
No,
but never, you've never had, like,
accidental kick, nothing.
How about in the like in the way that our listeners responded, like where they went to compliment a foot or worship a foot and it was unwelcomed?
No, I've actually never had that experience, but why don't you go to one of those too? We have a couple of those.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, DZ, Bish Bash Bosh, shout out. Replying to first worst foot experience, and then, of course, assuming you meant as a giver, which I don't really care either way, right? He says, I was sitting on the floor trying to fix something. Lady was behind me barefoot, knee-high leggings. She puts her legs against my arms, talking casual, flirty, and fun. I lean back and I hold her under her thighs, gently go down to her knees, and she comments that it feels nice. I get to her calves. She goes a little quiet as they get far. I get as far as her ankles. And no, God, no, don't touch my feet. Don't even go near them. Yuck, ew. I'm so sorry. I just think feet are so disgusting. Even my own. I'd have them chopped off at the ankles if I could just walk without them. Just so gross. Oh, gosh. Why do people have such nasty things? My hands shot up in the air like I was being held at gunpoint, ears ringing as embarrassed as I kept my hands hovering. Wow, I didn't even know feet could be so hated. That was a total mood killer. And I'm like, that has got to be super fucking embarrassing. I mean, if you're also in a kind of a public space, right?
Well, I'm confused because after you ask him if you could play this, he agrees. So that's good. We've got our legal consent for the lawyers. Then he adds that he was in his mid-20s when this happened. She was a little bit older, and this was our first night together. So the first half of the story, he says they're like in a public place. He's working on something. Or at least that's the way you and I both read it. And then right. He says it's their first night together. So maybe he's over her place and he's just, I don't know, fixing her VCR for her or something.
Maybe they're just hanging out or something.
Yeah, I don't know. So the backstory is a little confused. He might come back and, you know, fill us in and tell us how we're misreading him. And
oh, I'm sure he will. He's really awesome at that. But
he says it was a shock and a massive knockback to me as I found women's feet erotic. I have a niche taste, but not many are actually nice. But when they are, it's gold. Enjoyed making a woman feel good and feet I found precious and a way to show affection. But then I have this massive blow / boundary thrown up. So, yeah, I can definitely see if this is in the sort of the more formative or the more exploratory years. He's saying early 20s. I think he's definitely implying it's early in him, at least finding a woman to his, as he says, particular tastes, niche tastes. And then, yeah, boom, like hasn't even touched her feet. She's already like screaming, I'd cut them off if I didn't need them to walk.
Ugh.
Yeah, ladies in the world, even if you're not cool with, you know, feet, whatever, one, don't knock it till you try it. But two, for anything, I mean, feet or otherwise, like, don't be so like melodramatic.
Yeah, so I mean, if I offered her like, we're on a date and I say, hey, can I get you a soda? And she goes, oh my God, soda's fucking disgusting. That's the grossest thing anybody could ever drink. How could anybody ever drink something so gross like that? It, like, immediately I'm like, oh God, like this can't, like if she feels this way about fucking soda, I can't, like, I can continue to date somebody like that. And that's how I would feel if she were that grossed out by feet and made that big of a deal about feet, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't, like, I could never be with somebody like that. So
I've got another one, seemingly anonymous, similarly, yeah, I was worshiping a girl's feet like crazy. Well, at least he got them in the mouth. And I look up. So hearing the rest of this, I'm not sure I got them in the mouth, but worshiping a girl's feet like crazy, and I look up and she's looking at me like I'm disgusting, like I just ate a worm or something. I was so embarrassed and so turned off, I couldn't even get it hard anymore. Like, she was willing to keep going, but I just couldn't if she was hating it that much. Well, I will say kudos that she was letting it happen. In her case, it's just she has no poker face. And I don't think there's anything you do about that. I'm sorry, Anonymous, because it did sound like she was willing to kind of put that aside, like, but she just couldn't hide the, she couldn't hide the face. It was just not working for her. And
you know what, though? Let's, if you take feet out of the equation, let's say that he was eating a piece of cake. You're at dinner and you're having dessert. And that dessert is so good. And he's just shoveling it in his mouth. And he's going, wow, wow, wow. I would have that look on my face, too.
Like, oh, so you're saying,
what the fuck are you doing? Like, maybe he was just going to town. Like,
well, that's too excited. You're reading a lot in that first half a sentence. But, yeah, I was worshiping a girl's feet like crazy. And I look up at, like, He didn't start in low gear. He didn't give her the chance to go, oh, you know, I'm not. He's just like going. You're right. He's just going to town
You'd have that awkward, like, kind of look at you. I mean, no matter what it is, if he was going down on me or if we had just started making out and all of a sudden he's humping my leg, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
It could be that he started nice and subtle and just never. We'll make this a teachable moment. So, if this is the first time you've had any foot play with this new partner, friend, whatever, feet, anything, check in, eye contact, check in every once in a while before you escalate to the next thing. Make sure you're on the right path. Because if you get to 70 miles an hour and you're already in the wrong lane, you're going to miss the exit.
How long has she been staring at him? What if it was like...
That's the problem. If he started nice and slow and worked his way up to worshiping like crazy, he's gotten up to 70, didn't realize he's in the wrong lane to begin with. So eye contact, check in, non-verbally, every once in a while. Make sure you're on the right path.
Make sure that your partner's enjoying it.
Right.
Make sure that your partner's enjoying it before you, like...
ram it into sixth gear. So, we'll continue this automotive analogy after a brief, quick break here.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. And if for some reason you managed to catch this in the middle, which is impossible because it's not live, you know we're talking about people's worst foot fetish experiences. And been talking about the, I think the common is definitely the non-reciprocation, something we definitely have to deal with as foot fetishists, because it is, although it's the most common paraphilia in the world, it's still a paraphilia and it's not universally common in the world. So you approach a girl about her feet or apparently go to fucking town on them. And eventually, at some point, you're going to find that not every girl in the world is interested in this. Some for preconceived notions and some because just they've tried it and they don't like it.
But the thing about these kinds of stories is that everyone has them. Just not everybody has them about feet. Yeah, you know, we have like this silly story where we're like, oh, my gosh, this is such a like embarrassing or bad experience for us. Right. I mean, luckily, you know, we can take them and laugh about them.
Yeah, you got a case of the giggles today.
I do. You know, it was just that it was been a really long day. Like we were talking about, you know, out of the podcast, and you know, we're both kind of feeling kind of grumpy and stuff. And so when you get something like this that was kind of unexpected, it puts me in a good mood. So. Plus, I'm talking about things that I enjoy with, you know, one of my favorite people in the world. So, yeah. So Edgar.
Oh, is this when I'm supposed to go, aw?
I didn't give you a chance to do that. I just went right into my story because I felt, you know, maybe I'm going to tell this story later on, you know, like, what's your most embarrassing podcast story? And I'm going to say, oh, it's like being total melodramatic with my bestie, and he had zero response. Okay, no, but back to Edgar. Hey, Edgar, shout out to Edgar, because he, you know, I want to make sure that I say hi to Edgar, because he's listening to the podcast. So he says, I was just dropping subtle hints, complimenting her feet, offering foot rubs all the time. So then I finally summed up the courage to tell her that I had a thing for feet. She was weirded out and didn't let me anywhere near her feet after. You can guess how that relationship went. And that really sucks, because we encourage people to kind of come out with it and be open about it and be honest about it. But what happens when, you know, the person that they're dating isn't up for it, or it really just kind of grosses them out, or it's just not something that they're willing to do or try?
Yeah. And as much as we can totally say, ladies, try, give it a try. You know, until you do, you never know. And I don't know. I don't think I've ever put a foot in my mouth that the other person didn't make yummy noises, as you would put it. But at the same token, I can't offer the advice to the Edgars of the world and saying, oh, well, try to convince her. Because, well, that sounds like college date rape. Are you sure? Are you sure? No, you can't push the issue, sadly.
But do you think that maybe Edgar, and we have to clarify with him, but do you think that maybe he had that too serious conversation where he did the whole confession thing? Because I really think that's a disservice to anybody sharing their fetish. Like,
I don't know.
Like, I like the way that Charlie did it. You know, like, Charlie was like, hey, so do you have cute feet? And she was like, foot fetish much? And he's like, hell yeah.
Like, well, that was, yeah, but that's smooth, obviously, you know? Somebody very receptive. I mean, Edgar says he summed up the courage to tell her he had a thing for feet. That doesn't sound like giant confession time. And she's just like, no, and doesn't let him anywhere near. So that's like her own preconceived notion. You know?
Right. Yeah, I get, yeah. Yeah, I don't know that.
You tell, okay, I can totally see you tell a platonic friend you have a thing for feet, and suddenly now they're wearing Uggs all the time and hiding them, because now they're like, okay, don't want to give you the wrong idea by like wearing flip flops, even though it's summer. But
that
this is somebody
who happens to foot fetishists a lot, though.
Yeah,
that's a pretty common thing I've heard. So
yes, the platonic friend suddenly changing things because they don't want to, you know, give you the wrong signals, and you're like, girl, everyone in the world's wearing flip flops right now. I'm not fucking all of them. It's okay. But yeah, and I hear your point to Edgar. Plus, who doesn't like foot rubs? Apparently, she just didn't want them from Edgar. Sorry, Edgar. Hopefully,
and I'm like, what the fuck, man? I pay extra for foot rubs at the pedicure place. Like, I go to massage. People go to get massages and then pay the extra, you know, for the 30-minute foot massage. I mean, that's just crazy. I don't get it.
We're hoping that Edgar has moved on to somebody much more appreciative of his foot rubs and attentions. And
yes, somebody that's actually going to enjoy them. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
And unfortunately, yeah, might have been kind of, she probably did put it in a kind of offensive and bad way, but, you know, did just save you from getting locked in with the girl who doesn't even get a foot rub from you. Not worth your time, Edgar.
You know what, though? My sister's kind of like that, or was kind of like that, because she's got super sweaty feet, and so she's very self-conscious about her feet. So, and she doesn't like the way that her toes are shaped, and they're absolutely adorable. But I can see how if somebody came to her and told her, let me kiss your feet, she'd be like, oh my God, ew. Like, don't even get near them. And she'd like hide them under her, you know, dress or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can totally see that happening.
And that's where just it her takes, own. knowledge and experience of the fetish to know that, you know, there's a foot for every taste. And for some guys, the extreme sweatiness is a turn on. But you kind of got to have some experience in the foot fetish universe for that to even make sense.
Right. Yeah.
So this is an interesting one. I like this particular story. I don't like that it's his worst experience, but I like that it's an interesting story here. So our writer says, starts with, so this is a bit of a double-edged sword for me. I don't get any satisfaction from watching women squish food with their toes, but I'll get turned on licking that same food from their toes. Side note, something I actually, this far in my life and being pretty open my foot fetish for quite some time, something I want to actually experiment more with is, you know, food or condiments or however you want to put it. I've only the one whipped cream experience, and I think I want to have more fun with that. Licking savory or sweet things from toes sounds really good. So, you know, I'm going to agree with our writer here.
I think you kind of have to be a foodie for that. You know, you have to enjoy food also for it to be a, you know.
Maybe. So, our guy here doesn't like the food squish, but really loves the licking food from the toes. So,
so I wonder if he was like ordering like food squish videos.
Well, here's what happens. He says, it doesn't, I know it just doesn't sound that bad. I just remember watching her do this in a cam session. She was stepping on cake and pie and other desserts. It was doing nothing for me. After she finished the session, we were there joking the whole thing. She kept shoving her dessert covered foot in my, and he cuts off. I'm assuming mouth.
Yeah, okay.
And now I'm confused as to what, no, it can't be mouth because he says it's a cam session. So,
in my face, guess, so just maybe yeah, the camera?
In the camera is where okay. I'm going to guess that ends. So, yeah, I get where his conundrum is because it's a cam session. So the only, and she knows enough about him to know that he likes or has said that he likes the whole licking food from between the toes. So I get that she's going in the best possible direction for expressing that in cam session. And wait, he's so just maybe finding out. And I think maybe that's the story he's telling. He's finding out that.
Right, yeah.
Although so, he loves the food in the toes when he's there in person, the licking, and that it was just like a completely disappointing cam session because it didn't work for him in the crush and the squish and the wet and messy portion of it. And it was just like, oh, this is just a... And then she kept persisting and putting the foot, you know, the food-covered foot in the right up in the cam.
Right. But, okay. So that makes sense that maybe he'd experienced this, you know, in person and then decided, well, let's cam with this, you know, foot model or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was just doing absolutely nothing for her.
I've definitely had things where, like, the idea doesn't translate. And I can't think of a good example right now, but I get that sort of that letdown feeling when you're like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. So let me, you know, and the person kind of tries something and it just, it's, you know, his thing isn't too far from what she's doing, but it's just like it doesn't translate and it's a giant letdown that it's just like, oh no, that's not
and he's probably right. thinking and he's probably thinking, oh fuck, I paid for this.
Well, there's that other, yeah, or that's the other element to it is that, you know, a cam session is usually a paid endeavor.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, what, let me see, are we,
we got one last one.
Oh yeah, okay,
the story I will call housekeeping.
I didn't quite get it in the beginning. I was like, what? Okay, so do you want to read it?
I thought you were gonna take this one.
Oh, all right. He says, Chicago says, had an experience where I saw a model, and as the experience started, housekeeping came and kept knocking on the door. And so the experience was closed after only starting 15 minutes.
So I was very sad, as this was a model I looked forward to seeing, and there was no competition. Did he mean competition or no completion? I don't know.
Yeah, either he meant no completion or just he's saying, as this model, there's no competition. She was
right. She was like the best. She was the absolute best.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit confused. So I asked questions, and he said, so when the session was interrupted, this model was not in the best of moods because of something that happened on a phone call prior to me arriving. And so when room service came, she indicated to me that, hey, I'm not really feeling this session and I'm sorry. And I was asked to leave. So as me being me, I was like, I'm respectful. And I know I'm confused. As women don't ever want to let the mood feel uncomfortable. Okay. So what he's saying is, him being who he is, he didn't want her to be uncomfortable. He wanted to maintain
respect. He was not going to push the issue.
Right. He was not going to pressure her
to end this. Let's end this.
Yeah. So I left, but I was still new to the culture, so I didn't know how to add or to be compensated for the situation. So he booked a session. Mm-hmm. Something happened before the session, and then add to that housekeeping interrupting their session. She just wasn't feeling it, and she ended it.
Yeah, so he says housekeeping. He says room service could be either, could be both.
Right. So he was definitely it was interrupted, and then it was canceled. But he was so naive about it; he didn't ask for a refund or anything, or a
rebate
or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which really sucks.
Like, yeah.
I can understand if something happened where she can't complete the session, or even let's say immediately before the session, there's something tragic that happens. I totally get having to reschedule. I mean, we're all human, but not compensating or not refunding this money back. Like, I think
anyone we know in the scene whose sessions is going to, offer discount, reschedule, something, anything.
You know what, though?
Not knowing
how
to ask for it.
But this goes back to what Charlie was saying, that people think that because, or what you said, that people think, women sometimes think that because you're paying for your fetish, that you're also, like a simp, and you're also not, you can be taken advantage of. Like,
yeah.
It translates into that. And I think a lot of women do. But that's, I don't care what role it is. I don't care if it's a dom sub relationship or what,
or it's still also a business transaction.
Like, I don't care what it is. It's just wrong, I think.
Well, forget what you think about the status, the standing, whatever, of the person that you're going to be engaging with the session there. It's still a business transaction. And if you're going to do bad business, it gets around. The community is not that big.
Right.
Yeah. So I hate to think that consequence is the only reason people will do the right thing, but there is the consequence. You do what happened to Chicago there more than once, the world's going to know, and there could be fewer and fewer Chicagos left for you to session with.
Yeah, that is a shitty experience.
There's my high and mighty advice to the world.
Yeah.
Don't be a bad business person on either side of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then maybe, I guess he had it. Because I was going to say, maybe you need to vet people more.
Yeah, I don't think that's a situation you could have vetted. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking in the back of my head, maybe you negotiate a little better up front. But nobody's going to negotiate a session and go, and then what happens if you get really annoyed by room service and you decide to shut it? It's just something that you're not going to think about.
Right, yeah.
And if he started earlier when she was obviously in some sort of kind of bad mood, and he started in with, I'm noticing you're in a bad mood, do you want to reschedule? That was not going to go well. Because she's already taken the time to travel and whatever.
Yeah.
But I think if she's the one who cuts it off, she's got to make good.
You know what, too, though? I think part of being a responsible sex worker is, part of it is a little bit of acting. I mean, you're not going to always enjoy every single session or every single, fantasy that you're fulfilling.
No.
Statistically speaking, it's impossible. So, you know,
in her defense, we don't know what the phone call was. Could have been something that really, really just unexpectedly put her off that she couldn't recover from. But then it's about her being a good business person and saying, hey, you know what? This is just not happening. Let me either refund you or reschedule for another day. I'm sorry. You know, room service was the last straw, but it's not you, it's me.
Yeah. Communication.
And that comes back to what you're saying, which is these women, especially or even the ones who are taking a dominant role where their client is in a submissive role, you know, still have to remember that the clients are human beings.
Yeah. Session responsibly is what
session responsibly. Absolutely.
Hey, so I think I just remembered something. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, my sister hadn't seen my pedicure, and I've got the white toes with the fox. One of the toes has a fox face on it and the other one has a fox tail on it.
Okay.
And so my sister, like, she saw it and she said, oh, look at your toes. And I said, oh yeah, look. And I started to lift my foot to show her. And she immediately went back, like she flinched.
So you're going to kick her?
And I thought, oh shit, my feet must be stinky. And then she reminded me that the last time I did that, I kicked her in the face. So the last time she said, oh, your toes are cute. And I'm like super flexible, right? And I can lift my foot pretty high. So I like, she leaned in and I went forward and I kicked her in the eye.
More advice while we're talking about sessioning and consent. Don't kick the unwilling.
And so now every time I go to lift my foot to show her my pedi, because she's a pedicure girl too. Like she's nails and I mean she's that's
is what this she the does. Same one with the sweaty feet?
Yes, it is actually. She'd make an excellent foot model, but no, she's on the other end of it. She's a cosmetologist, so
oh okay.
So every time I show her like my creations, she flinches back because of the time that I kicked her in the face.
Oh, because she's got any feet PTSD.
And I'm like, bitch, you're getting it for free. Like, I get plenty of offers to kick people in the face with my feet.
Don't kick the unwilling. Well. This has been a fun hour. Thank you so much to Annie's followers. The question was definitely posed to her people, to Annie's followers who had these great answers to us.
I did get a bunch of other ones, but they just didn't want me to talk about them on the air. So I'm grateful.
That's true. Because you did not put this out. You just asked the question and then you made sure that. So this is the ones who are willing to have their stuff. So thank you to them. Thank you to everybody who answered, but thanks to the ones who said, yes, please put it on the air, the ones that we named and the ones who stayed anonymous.
And if we said it wrong or we interpreted wrong, like by all means, send us a DM and we'll talk about it next episode for sure.
Oh, are we going to have like a letters to the editor section where we we go back and correct our bad reporting? As we said in our News Network episode, we have zero journalistic integrity. We will be getting back to news probably in the new year. We have a couple news stories we want to highlight. Unless we want to ask one of our guests to weigh in on some.
We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. So be sure to tune in for the next two episodes. They're going to be really cool guests. And we're going to have some visual footage to go with it. Pun intended.
Footage, yeah, trademark, copyright, 2021 Team Top Toes. So to those who gave us all the topics we've talked about, to all your listeners and subscribers and viewers, To those of you who've been laughing along with us and had a fit of giggles just like any, and to the one or two of you who might still have actually been masturbating to our voices this whole time, you're welcome.
Very welcome.